In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those were the words that the blind beggar, Bartimaeus, shouted as he sat by the road departing Jericho for Jerusalem. He shouted those words because, despite his lack of ready visual knowledge, despite his inability to see with his eyes, Bartimaeus apparently had a deeper perception, a sharper awareness that allowed him to see the truth about Jesus of Nazareth, to understand the possibility and power that was passing by as Jesus made his way through Jericho and continued his journey to Jerusalem. And as often happens when someone is disruptive, which it certainly sounds like Bartimaeus was, this blind beggar making a loud and public testimony to a truth that had only recently been revealed to those who were part of the crowd that were traveling with Jesus. As often happens, folks in the crowd tried to silence Bartimaeus. Mark tells us that they sternly ordered him to be quiet. They told this blind roadside beggar to shut up. But Bartimaeus apparently was not inclined to shut up. Instead, he did the opposite. He raised his voice to once again proclaim a truth and make a plea. And so he repeated himself, shouting even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." By using that title, Son of David, Bartimaeus was loudly naming and proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah. In that day and age, the title Son of David was one of the most popular, if not the most popular, title to be used when referring to the expected Messiah, the Christ. As we now understand those terms, it would be as if he were yelling, "Jesus Christ, have mercy on me." Of course, those words are not shocking to us because we are part of a tradition that has been proclaiming that truth and making that plea for centuries. In fact, one of the most oft-repeated prayers in the history of the Christian tradition, especially in the Eastern tradition, is the Jesus Prayer, which is built upon Bartimaeus' words. The words of the Jesus Prayer, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner," have formed a spiritual discipline that encourages us to use it as a prayer to keep perpetually in one's mind, an unceasing prayer to guide one in one's daily life. And though those words may have become almost as familiar as breath to many Christians throughout the centuries, they formed on that day a new public proclamation when Bartimaeus, the blind man with extraordinary vision, shouted them after the passing crowd. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." To the extent that we don't understand or appreciate the courage and insight underlying Bartimaeus' unruly proclamation, it is because we no longer operate in a world in which the title Son of David holds the same power and prestige it did in first century Palestine. That title, Son of David, was an indication that the bearer of it was a descendant of the greatest king of Israel, King David, the most acclaimed political leader of the descendants of that people, the Jewish people, who were called forth from Abraham and Sarah, from Isaac and Rebekah, from Jacob and Rachel. The Son of David was a title to be bestowed upon the long-awaited Messiah, who many Jews hoped would restore God's chosen people to a greatness that exceeded the days when David was on the throne. And as Bartimaeus's words echoed through the centuries, we are thereby reminded this morning that our Savior was proclaimed as the Son of David, the one sent to set God's people free. And that, as this title indicates, the identity and character of God was revealed through the ongoing history of a particular people, the Jews. And ultimately, we believe, most fully revealed through the life, death, and resurrection of a particular Jew, Jesus of Nazareth. Unfortunately, over the course of our history as Christians, as people who, like Bartimaeus, proudly and loudly proclaim Jesus as the Messiah, as the Christ, and then offer pleas for his mercy, unfortunately, we have, as Christians, often become blind to the deep debt that we have to the Jewish people. Not only as our ancestors in the faith, but in their continuing existence as a testimony to the covenant that God made with a particular people so that his love and character might be revealed to the world through their story, and in particular through the story of one son of David, Jesus of Nazareth. As many of you are likely aware, we have witnessed just yesterday in this country, in Pittsburgh, just barely 24 hours ago, a scene of horror where at least 11 people, 11 descendants of Abraham and Sarah, 11 children of that people who David led three millennia ago, 11 individuals whose history helps us to know and proclaim who we are, 11 dead while gathering to worship the same God whom our Savior taught us to name as Father. There is, unfortunately, not only spiritual blindness, but manifest evil, in particular individuals and in the wider culture, that culminated in this particular act of terror. Not only in how the targets were chosen, but also in the brutal means by which it was carried out. This morning, we mourn our Jewish brothers and sisters who died in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life congregation yesterday. We pray for the repose of their souls. We pray for healing and strength for those who are still suffering from injuries. And we pray for all who mourn. We pray that those prayers and others like them would inspire action and resolve to stand against hatred and violence in our time. And finally, we pray in the words of that visionary blind beggar, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us that we might see, that we might be given eyes to see and minds to perceive how our blindness and the blindness of those around us is preventing us from doing the extraordinary things that Bartimaeus did once Jesus heard his plea. Very simply, Bartimaeus cast off his cloak, opened his eyes, and followed Jesus. He followed the Son of David, the one who had come into the world so that we might overcome our blindness, that we might know peace, that we might know love. The faith of Bartimaeus had made him well. Like Bartimaeus, may our faith make us well today, so that we might cast off our cloaks and follow him boldly.